Here we go, the final habit of our 7 habits of highly happy people. Okay, so this is the most important habit. This is gonna set you up for success, and it might take you a very long time to figure this habit out. But I'm gonna tell you what this habit is, the 7th habit. And it's passion. At the end of the day, whatever you're doing, you need to have passion towards it. And this is going to be a tough one to explain because passion is one of those things that you can discover it. Like, you might not have it right now. You might be really disappointed in your life. And you're not really sure, like, where to go next. And your direction's kind of all over the place. The habit of passion discovery and figuring out what you really like doing and searching it out is really important. Like, every day what you're doing should be aligned with either the passion that you have or finding that passion. So that's sort of building out the habit. And that means doing things. That actually means getting out and trying things. And, you know, getting back to the education, the previous habit, you know, you're learning things, right? Well, now, this habit is almost like doing things, okay? This is like doing things, okay? So habit 6 was learning things. Habit 7 is like doing. Because we don't do enough, okay? So you're not going to figure out your passion if you don't do. I almost feel like I should call this habit do. But yeah, we'll stick with passion and passion discovery. Because you know, you can do a lot of different things and it's not aligned with who you are. Then you're just wasting your time. Like playing video games, unless you absolutely feel like that's a career, doesn't mean you should be doing that every day. So you got to be careful. Really looking at, you know, things that interest you, and you're not sure if they interest you or yet. Well, those are the things that you need to do every single day. Is try the things that would be of interest to you. You need to allocate time to self-discovery, and you know, self-examination in a sense. So. Passion is critical. Figuring out that passion is so critical because it aligns you with an energy that you'll never have if you're sort of like, oh, I'm Trevor, I'm just this guy who does this whatever. No, you want to be like, oh, hey, I'm Trevor, I'm this entrepreneur, I'm a marketer, I absolutely love helping people out and making them feel happy, I sell clothing, I try different projects, I'm a real hard-ass entrepreneur, okay? I get into it, I love it, love what I'm doing, love trying shit, check out my podcasts, you know? Like, that sounds way more exciting than, hi, I'm Trevor, I'm this guy, and I work for this company and I do all this cool, like, amazing, like, stuff. Like, I'm not really super excited about that. And I'm probably not gonna, like, engage with you anymore. And I could care less about you. And that's just the cold hard truth, is that, like, not many people are gonna get excited about you. Now, if you're, like, super passionate about what you're doing, then people get super excited about you. You make people feel happy. Like, it's crazy. If you're super passionate, everyone else is happy around you. So getting that passion habit down and exuding passion in everything that you do is a fantastic habit to form. So the only way you can do that, though, is getting excited about whatever it is you're doing right now. Okay, so maybe you're not super excited. Well, get excited. Get super excited about what you're doing. Because you know what? There are a lot of people who are passionless creatures, and you don't want to be that person, okay? You want to be infectious. You want to be so infectious in a good way so that people are like, holy shit, I want to pay attention to this guy. I don't know what the fuck he's doing right now, but I'm going to listen to him. Okay, I'm going to follow him. just because, like, I'm obsessed with this guy. I don't know who he is, but I'm gonna listen to him. Yeah, passionate people, like, they are listened to. Oh, they own the stage. Whether you're introverted or extroverted, it doesn't matter. You own the stage because you're passionate in what you believe in. And there's a market for that. People want to hear your passion. So, you know, this habit's really critical because it sets you up as the kind of person that you want to be. And you wouldn't be listening to this unless you were trying to figure out, you know, how to be happy. Like, this is all about being happy, right? And you want to be happy, you got to figure out what your passion is. Spend the time trying things. If you don't know what it is, get out there, go for a hike, reflect on yourself, read books, lock yourself in a room. I've learned that if you lock yourself in a room and just, like, really self-reflect on yourself until you figure it out, then, you know, you'll get there. Like, for me, I'm still struggling every day to, like, really lock down what my passion is. But, you know, I figured, hey, you know what? Instead of complaining about it, why don't I, like, podcast about some of the habits that have helped me and, you know, share it with people. And then maybe everyone else can identify with me as well. And then, you know, I'll find people that can work with me and that I can work with them. And, you know, it's a cross-pollination of helping people. And, you know, I find that if you don't really know what your passion is, you know, trying things is good. Helping people can really help as well. If you help others, that might help yourself. But don't dwell too much on the struggle. Rather get out and try. And that's going to get you to where you want to go. So I've said a lot of things. And I think this one's a really tough one to figure out. It's not the easiest habit. I mean, you can lock down the other six habits, but this seventh one, a lot of it's just getting out and trying stuff and not being afraid. You have to get over the fear that you don't have passion and that's okay. Like, you have to get over that. But the seventh habit here is critical in discovering the passion. So I really think that, you know, all the happy people in the world, they're passionate about something. If, you know, you could be from Africa and you could be poor, but you love soccer and you love kicking around a coconut, you could be like the happiest person in the world because you're so passionate about soccer. You might never ever have enough money to be anything special, but I have to say, if you're happy, who gives a shit? So, like, you might not be a millionaire. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not really worried about that. It's not a big deal. I'm more interested in being happy. And I know that being passionate about things will get me to a level of happiness that I would never get to otherwise. So, yeah, that rounds up the seven passions towards these habits. That wraps up the seven habits. And I think if you can start small with all of these and get going, then you'll be really, really set to take on the world. No matter what your age, I think you can own it. It's never too late and it's never too early to own this and get really happy about things. Because life is too short, so you really want to give it a try. If you like what I provided, definitely check out some of my other content. It's pretty easy to find me. I'm all over, but glad that you've checked out my podcast. You've listened to what I provided. Try to give you as much free stuff as possible because you deserve it. But check out some of my paid content as well. It's all over. And if you like what I've created, then, you know, follow me. Socialize with me. Let's have a chat. Like, send me an email or an IM or whatever. Like, let's have a conversation. Let's work together. Let's figure out what we can do to make you super happy. So I think that's really important for me, is that you're feeling good at the end of the day. So, yeah. This is Trev rounding it out. Take care.